This is the audio recording for the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting for October 24th, 2023.
Recording in progress.
Meeting of the Zoning Board of Adjustment to order. If you stand for the pledge, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so the first point of business is attendance, and we are missing our two alternates today, Bill Kina and Gail Pellegrino, and Mark Ramakaitis is excused because he's away, so Tony, Judith, Boyd, and Ron are here. Mr. and Mrs. Broussard, you're entitled to hear being heard by a full board. There's not a full board tonight. Both our alternates are gone and Mark is gone. So you can come back at another time or you can have this board hear your case.
Well, I guess it makes sense to have everybody present for it.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I suppose it makes sense for everybody to probably be present for it, but should be here. You said five people.
She's saying we prefer a full board.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we would have to then continue this until next month.
Roger that.
Okay.
And are we, what's our time on this?
Okay. Well,
this is a new one, so we have, this was his new request.
Oh, wait a minute. We got another.
Oh, Bill is here. Oh,
we have a full board.
Oh,
he's a full board.
So now we have a full board.
Well, you want to proceed? You want to proceed now?
So we have a full board now.
Yeah.
Just for the people on Zoom, if you have animals or children or things that are going on that. Might be loud, if you would mute and just remember, if you wish to speak, if you would raise your hand so that we could see you, because our assistant does not monitor the part where it shows. So, and that being said, we have five members, and our first case is Mr. and Mrs. Broussard, and I received a letter today, and you have a copy of it in your folders. I received a letter from Mr. and Mrs. Broussard asking me to recuse myself from this hearing and several other things. I have read their comments, and I feel that I know what the requirements are to recuse yourself. I don't feel that I have violated any of the rules of our board by asking questions. And so the decision to recuse is up to me, and I will not recuse myself.
I guess the question is that your decision.
Is that a decision or is that a select board
decision?
No, it is state law. It is the members' decision solely to recuse themselves, and there are very specific reasons why someone should recuse themselves, and I don't feel that I have met the standard for any of those reasons, and so for that reason, I will not recuse myself.
I guess we're not asking you to recuse.
We're asking
the selectmen
to review your comments.
That doesn't happen here.
It's not going to happen.
That doesn't happen at this board.
The town administrator
told us to send it to the select board and that they are to dictate appointed members, and it's not.
Thinking you did a bad action towards us, how are you the one to decide whether
you can refuse your offer?
We reached out to the select board per Andrea, we found out what the process was for code of ethics and a code of conduct. Everybody, every town is entitled to have that process. She said, you send us a letter, it goes to the selectmen figure it out. So for you to tell us you're figuring it out is...
The selectmen have no jurisdiction on whether or not... May I finish? The selectmen have no jurisdiction. We have spoken to our legal counsel. The selectmen have no jurisdiction about whether or not I recuse myself from any case. It is a personal decision made by the person on the board. If you're seeking to remove me from the board, that's a whole different issue, and that you would take up with the selectmen and present your evidence, whatever you think you have, to the Board of Selectmen.
I think the acute thing is to have you abstain from this vote due to the ethical considerations and what we are saying occurred to us. The chronic solution, course of action for us, would be to have you removed as a chair and then have you removed from the board as our course of action suggested to the selectmen, based off your actions. So I'm not asking you to recuse yourself. I'm asking the selectmen to look into your behavior.
That has nothing to do with this meeting tonight. Letter came in today. The selectmen had no opportunity.
That's fine. So I guess, can we let the process do its due diligence and continue this in November once the selectmen have met?
To review the conduct.
There's no reason to.
We have filed a freedom
of
information request.
They are two different issues, Mr. Broussard. Those are two different issues. One has nothing to do with the other.
One person at a time.
Yeah.
This is completely related to the issue. I don't know you other than this board, other than you coming on my property and being here. So I have requested from the town administrator, with her processes that she has painted to me, that I need to send a letter. And at the select board yesterday, we asked the same question. We were told we need to send it in a drafted email to the town administrator, which will then be presented to the selectmen. We couldn't do that until we had a finding last night from the selectmen, and we gave our time, presented our letter today to the town administrator. We need that process in order for us to get, we feel, is a fair shake here at the ZBA. We need to make sure that that is had its due diligence until the end of November. And if they haven't found due diligence to the end of November, a continuance then. I'm appalled to what my two boys have experienced, and for me to be the proper role model, when they're asking me why does the woman at the meeting want to beat you up, Dad? Why is she saying swears that Meme says? This is their impression, okay? And so I'm here defending the integrity of my family.
Okay, none of that is appropriate for this meeting tonight. This meeting tonight is to hear your request, the request that you filed for a variance.
That is
what this meeting is about. It is, you're talking, you don't seem to understand. There were two different issues here, Mr. Broussard.
No, there's not.
Yes, there are. One issue is you wish to have me removed from the board. That's separate. That takes place someplace else. The issue tonight is to discuss your application for a variance. Do you wish to continue with that application tonight, Mr. Broussard?
I'm seeking further discussion.
Yeah, big one.
I'm seeking further discussion. So
from whom?
What you're telling me, there is no correlation to what occurred and what I'm requesting to today's meeting.
Mr. Broussard?
Yes, sir.
Amy asked our town council.
Sure.
Mike,
we got
Gordon,
that same email, by the way.
But what's that?
We got the same email.
Okay.
Today.
And the last paragraph says, nevertheless, this is ultimately Jude's decision to recuse and not other ZBA members or select them.
So recuse, that is my course of action for the selectmen. The selectmen need to decide if her behavior was unprofessional and unbecoming a leader and the chair of the ZBA.
No, right. So I don't think that question was presented to us.
Yeah, so hold on. On both behalves, what he just said we got for an email, I don't believe we did, because what you just read, I did
you,
not.
You did what?
No, I don't think
no.
So.
This is
the bottom of the email. You're referencing your response from the attorney, correct? We did not receive that.
The point is, you asked for me to recuse. The letter that I received.
So I want to confirm what you got then.
I got a letter that was sent to Andrea Hansen.
Okay.
And I assume that this is the letter that you sent to the Board of Selectmen.
Yep.
And where you make several allegations. That letter, you're asking, you want me to be recused from this meeting. According to state law, I am the only, you want me removed. That's a separate issue. You don't seem to understand. There are two things here. Your request for a variance and your request to have me removed from this board, which is done at the Board of Selectmen. If they find just cause, then the Board of Selectmen will remove me from this board.
Correct.
That has nothing to do with your request for a variance tonight.
So let me ask you a question. Do you feel what's stated and the information we gave you as conduct is unrelated to you sitting tonight making a decision? Can you confirm?
Absolutely.
Absolutely unrelated.
Absolutely.
You don't think the two are related at all?
No.
Okay.
So your conduct's unrelated to how you will make your decision.
Telling me I can't cut trees on my own land and telling me I'm breaking the law and implying I'm a criminal.
No, I did not. I did not imply that. You inferred that, sir. I did not imply that. I was reading to you what the state law says. You implied. You inferred that I was. This is not a discussion for this. I am. I will not recuse myself. We are here to hear your case.
What else was told to me? I had Bob call me and tell me I can't cut trees till April of 2024 on my own property.
Where did he come up with that?
That's what we were asking.
I wouldn't engage.
Bob, did you call him and tell him that?
That I will tell you, I listened to the minutes of the meeting before I came here. And you said that was in the meeting. That was not in. That was never mentioned. You mentioned in your letter that it was that we discussed this at the previous meeting.
At your Zoom.
It was not in there. It was that nothing said there about April 2024.
You quoted an RSA, and I think Rudy told you, you can't tell me I can't cut trees on my own property. It's actually recorded. And then after that meeting, I got called by Bob to come down to the land use office.
So you don't want to go forward or not?
Mr. Broussard, do you wish to go forward with this meeting tonight or not?
I would like a continuance till November so the due diligence of the process can be completely vetted so I have a fair shake at this whole process.
And if the due process does not achieve what you wish to achieve, then what do you wish?
I'm not looking to achieve anything. I just want...
Well, if I'm on the board sitting here in November...
That's fine. Then if the selectmen deem that you're worthy enough to sit on this board based off your conduct, then by all means, yeah, then we'll have to go in November.
Mr. Broussard?
Yes, sir.
I've sat on the board of selectmen for quite a while. I think what you're asking is it would be a precedent in this town.
Absolutely.
First of all,
someone's
we have
to break the ceiling.
We don't have a code of conduct or state standards that we can judge Mrs. Zott's behavior by or anybody else on here. There's a state law that says we have to adhere to the juror standard. That is, we haven't made up our mind about the case before it's heard. Yep. We can't contact either the party involved in the suit, all that. You know, we can't have a financial interest in it. And those are all the reasons for which she's obligated to recuse herself. Okay? Now, if she refuses to recuse herself and the selectman can't do anything for you because they don't have a standard by which to judge her performance and order her dismissal, which I don't think the selectmen have the authority to.
Even though you guys appoint her?
The select board has appointed her, correct?
So what's that?
Selectmen appoint, correct?
The selectmen appoint for 3-year terms.
Correct.
Okay.
So they have the equal power to...
Well...
Have we looked into that?
A big part?
Can the selectmen rescind that?
Can I just... comment here. I don't think this is appropriate discussion at all.
This is not a zoning board.
Discussion is not about the selectmen's authority or lack of. You guys have filed something. You're doing your thing. Do you wish to continue with the request for this variance or are you withdrawing it?
I would like to continue with the request for the variance and take it
up. Then it's up to the chairman to decide whether we'll address it tonight or not. So
the point is, what is the reason to continue?
We have made an obvious reach out to the selectmen to say this needs to be addressed before we will feel that we can have an appropriate shake.
Then perhaps it is in your, perhaps you'll want to decide to withdraw the request.
I got another 2 months, right, sir? I got another 2 months on my application that can stay alive for 90 days. Is that
Amy, when was the application filed?
Isn't it true at the last meeting that the Broussards withdrew the request?
10-11. No, it was continued.
Continued.
No, it was withdrawn.
No, he withdrew his
request.
And there was a new one filed on
10-11.
Okay, October 11th. So November 11th. So December 11th. So he's got 3 months. So he's got 2 more months.
Or he could withdraw it as he did last time.
Right.
I'd like to continue.
Or we could just continue.
If you continue, we may continue tonight. That would be up to your chairman. So.
What's that?
If they would like to continue and do not wish to withdraw, then it may be considered on the agenda tonight. So I'm just trying to listen to what you're asking for, and without getting into a debate about the selectmen or other things.
We have nothing, we have no control over.
Yeah. So those are, I mean, I understand the connection you're making. I also understand the point you're making, which is this is not the venue for that discussion.
All right. So everybody's completely clear that we're asking for continuance, and I can't, you guys are telling me I can't do that. Either withdraw or it gets voted on.
No, that's not what we said.
We just said you can continue, but it is up to the board right now because we're present to continue.
Is there a member of the board that would like to make a motion?
Well, what was that resolution again in your estimation?
We've tried to reach out to the selectmen. We did today. We want that process to unfold and see what the verdict is of that. And then based off that verdict, meet in November and either vote on this if the selectmen come to a verdict or
meet
its due diligence.
So you want to continue this until the selectmen act on your request?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether that is neutral, positive, or negative.
All right.
Prefer to wait till November.
Okay.
Okay.
So at your request, you want this meeting continued until such time as the selectmen resolve that issue.
Address my letter.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry, address your issue. That's fine.
So is there a person, someone would like to make a motion?
Yeah, I move we continue this hearing at Mr. Broussard's request.
Until the
November meeting.
Yep.
Okay. Ron?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Ron.
Yes. How? Yes.
Bill, Kina. I'll skip you. I'll come back. Boyd?
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, they don't want to continue tonight, and they want to get it resolved with the selectmen. And they'll get an answer from the selectmen in the next month, and we're going to come back and do this all over again. Not this, but we're going to eventually have to assess the merits of this
and
case.
Move on a vote.
What's that?
Let it go to the selectmen, then move on a vote.
Okay.
Is this what the applicant wants to go to the selectmen?
Yes.
This?
Yes. That's what
he said. It's dated October 10th. Why haven't the selectmen looked at it yet?
What is that?
Oh, it's the letter that was sent to me. It was addressed verbally, and then she said, well, we need it in writing.
Well, that was yesterday. It was October 23rd.
This is the
October 10th.
I don't know where
in writing. October 10th.
I mean, I was at the select board last night. You brought this up at the select board meeting last night.
Yeah,
you were told to put it in writing.
Correct. I pre-drafted it and forgot to change it.
It was drafted, but she said you need to send it to us in writing.
So
why isn't it dated October 23rd then?
Because they pre-drafted it, and they just
didn't change the date.
It should be October 23rd, then, right?
It's incorrect, but it's not.
Should it be October 23rd or October 10th?
October 23rd. That's the day we received it.
It's the day
the town received it.
Yeah, so change that date up there, Tony. That is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're...
Okay, so we have to finish voting. I'll abstain because... Tony, go ahead.
To continue?
Let's continue till November.
Yes, I agree.
Till November, 1, 2, 3, 4, the 2 days before Thanksgiving, 21st.
Yes.
Okay. Bill?
I'll agree.
Okay, so it's 4 agreeing, 1 abstaining.
Okay.
All right.
Should we do the minutes?
So now we have, we've got 2 sets of minutes that we need to do, and let me see, I think I've got 2 of them in here.
We have more than that.
Well, no. I think we did some. No, we did some at the last meeting, didn't we?
Amy sent two.
I sent
some of them.
I'm not sure.
I sent two because Judith, we were 6 months behind, so Judith corrected all of the grammatical errors in the previous ones, and those have all been updated on the website, so we're all caught up except for these last two.
Because we hadn't actually approved those.
Yes.
But
these are the last two outstanding.
So, did you get these at home?
I did, and I read them.
Right.
Yeah, and I read
all
them.
All 22 pages.
You want a motion?
Yes, please.
I move the minutes from September 26th be approved as presented by Amy.
A second?
I'll second. Bill Keener.
All in favor?
How aye.
Boyd, aye.
Aye, a favor.
Sod,
aye.
Simon's
aye.
Okay. And you want to do the other one, Boyd, too?
I don't have the other one with me because I wasn't here.
I was here. I will move that those minutes be approved as well.
And I'll second those.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Run.
How aye.
Keener, aye.
Chivers abstains.
Zod, aye.
Simon's aye.
Okay. So we've got those two. So we've got our minutes caught up. So now we have Amy and I had a discussion about the bylaws, and she said there's a lot of stuff in the bylaws that needs to be updated. And so she's going to go through, she said things like fees and small things. She's going to go through, she's going to mark up everything that we need when we come to our next meeting. We'll discuss everything from the bylaws and any of the changes. And we have to notice it and then have, and talk about it at two meetings, and then it becomes.
Why don't you have Amy send us the bylaws so we can read them in advance?
I think I put them.
You have them in your book. That book I gave you, the bylaws, are in that. You have the bylaws, you have the zoning ordinances, and you have the state manual.
I'll send a highlighted copy to all
of
you.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all.
I'll send it.
Yeah. You should, that book that Amy gave you, you should have the zoning ordinance, the state manual, and the bylaws.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot easier to just grab that thing and come to a meeting than, to try and look for something.
Okay.
Okay, so the next thing is we tried to go to that New Hampshire Municipal Association workshop, and it, like within days, it was completely filled. So we've tried to talk to New Hampshire Municipal Association to get Steve Buckley to come and do training here. So it's a matter of, and we tried to find out, they've blocked out all of November for one reason or another. So we were trying to get something done in December, hopefully to use the money that we have for training this year and pull it out of this year's budget. Amy tried to check with them to see if, like, we were looking at some dates that we could possibly come here and use the meeting room. And unresponsive to our request to say whether a particular date might be open, and that we need to file the form and they'll tell us when they could come. So the form asks, the only thing on their whole list of things that's appropriate for us is ZBA decision making. And so Steve Buckley will come, and the latest he can come is 7:00, but we were hoping maybe either he could come during the day someday, like Bill said, that he could get like Fridays off afternoon and so that we could get him in here and do something. And then if on the chance that someone couldn't come, they could at least Zoom. But we thought it was appropriate for all of us to hear the same thing in the same space, and we can all ask questions about
what's your charge for that?
I think Zoom is $400, and him being here is like $525.
Is there money in our budget? Do we have a
we have never spent our budget money.
Well, you're going to find out where the money is going to come from.
Have the money in our budget because we have money that we put in for training every year.
Okay.
That we put in our budget. So
okay.
And we've always turned back money in our budget that we don't use.
So there's a line for it.
Yeah. Yes, we have a line for training.
All right.
Amy, and we do have money to cover the five. It was, I think, $525, wasn't it?
Something around there.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were hoping to. Andrea was suggesting that we use it this year, the money this year, and rather than take it out of next year's budget.
We like this guy, Buckley.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Tony, have you seen him?
Oh, yeah, I've seen many of his things on the...
Good. Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's very, very thorough. He's very...
Oh, yeah. So the thing is, one of the days that we were talking about was the 12th, wasn't that the 12th of December? So the like this room is used there's very few days it's not used. So I don't know if you guys if you want to look at that and see if there are a couple of dates that maybe you think that you could I mean I can come anytime so it's
yeah, I'm pretty
yeah, I mean I can come during the day. It doesn't matter when I come. But I think I think if you haven't been to training in a while, I think it's important that you hear the message again.
Whose court is the ball in?
It's in New Hampshire Municipal Associations.
I understand. We just stopped talking here, so.
We were looking. Oh, I see. Yeah, Bill was looking at the Bill. Do you have any days there that are particularly good? You would prefer to do it on a Friday? Is that is
Thursday
that the
or
best
Friday?
Time?
The 12th of December is.
Are you checking your calendar?
Yeah, I am. So I have a surgery on the 27th.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the thing is, you could, if it would be good to Zoom.
I don't expect to be
out
and about at that point.
Okay.
I do have my first visit with the doctor after surgery is the day before, so I possibly could Zoom in. Obviously, a week later would be much better because I'd have a chance of coming. But
okay,
I understand.
Is
there
room on the calendar for a week later?
Yeah,
on the town calendar.
Well, it looks like so the week of the 18th. I mean, it doesn't. There's a couple evening meetings: Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So if we could do it
Friday
during
looks
the
open.
All right, why don't you do
example.
That? Because you it'd be nice, Bill, to come in and meet.
I'd love
thing.
To. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and you think you might be feeling well? Boyd could tell
hoping.
You because he's had the
3 weeks out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Probably get a ride and get dropped
sure.
off.
Oh, I'll come pick you up.
Yeah, or we'll work. So the 22nd, I know that's getting close to the holiday weekend there.
Yeah.
Or you know the trustees meet at 6:30. Cemetery trustees on the 21st. There's a planning board at 6:30 on the 20th. If we wrapped up before then, I could probably do those days.
So if we did it something, if we do something like 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Three.
Okay.
See if Buckley wants to work that way.
Yeah. Well, he said he'll come in, the latest he'll come is 7.
Okay, that's perfect.
So.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes?
I know that this room is taken, but there's also a meeting room upstairs.
Oh, that's right.
The only thing the meeting room upstairs doesn't have is the Zoom capabilities, but.
Well,
we could use that room upstairs if we had to.
Yeah.
The public's starting to be attending, so what do we need Zoom for?
Well,
well
that's
she was
true.
Saying if I couldn't make
if he
it,
couldn't
then
make
I
it.
Could Zoom in.
Or if Mark is away, Mark could Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so I will, so we're thinking possibly, we were thinking the
20th, 21st, 22nd.
20th, 21st, 22nd.
By then I'll be.
Okay, so if we could maybe do
it. What's that, a week after it?
That's 2.5 weeks after.
Oh.
So.
No,
yeah,
so
we could. So if we need to, we can use that room upstairs.
Well,
and it's smaller, so it's small. But it would
but
be.
She said 6.
There's
it's
just,
big enough. I'm doing 3. But,
there's just, the 7 of us. And Amy probably will be there. Well, no, we can't make you be there, so you don't need to be there. But it would just be the 7 of us, so.
Okay.
So, I'll put down those 3 dates, see if they can do those dates, and then they'll come back with a different date.
All right.
Okay, does that sound good to everyone?
Is there any interest in changing our meeting to start at 6:30 instead of 7 o'clock?
I knew you were going to bring this up. I was thinking about the other day.
We started.
Can you get here, Bill?
Yeah, I can. My son has scouts on Tuesdays at 6:30 anyway, so I'm typically
perfect.
Dropping
him
off.
Yeah,
I'll just have to
Ron, what do you think?
Roused him a few minutes early.
Yeah.
I've been happy with the 7, but I mean, at 6:30 it isn't going to make.
Yeah, I mean, I've been happy with the 7 too, but it doesn't. What do you think, Tony?
But Bill, you live so far away. Yeah, I have.
In Tony's backyard.
It's fine with me.
So, well, the thing is, we could try it.
Let's try it.
And see how.
Is that better?
Amy, I think, would
way,
like it.
That way Amy gets home a little earlier.
That's
so
not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. All right, so I'm not sure what the process is for changing the time of our meeting. If
well, you just announce notice. It the yeah. next time when you publish a notice.
Mm-hmm. I think it was pretty straightforward when we selected.
When the selectmen did it?
You better get it on the website, too,
yeah.
when
yeah.
we meet.
Yes. And maybe, and just change, say, please note time change or something so that, and then are we going to start next month and
sure.
notify the Bassards that we're starting
sure.
at 6:30.
Because they don't get a notice of the hearing until and the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Be sure they know that 6:30 is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want a motion?
Yes, please.
I move we change our meeting start time from 7:00 to 6:30.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Really
any discussion? I mean, I like 7.
And it
so.
Does make it
any discussion?
He still get to go home early.
Yeah. yeah. Any discussion? Tony? Bill? Ron?
All in favor?
I was going to call your name first. Boyd, any discussion?
No, thanks.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Boyd.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Good. So we have changed our meeting time. I just have to write it on my hand.
Now we got to try to remember.
I know.
Oh, don't worry.
I know.
I right now.
Okay. So we'll send. I'll send this application out. Amy will fax it over tomorrow or however she gets it over there, and we'll ask for those 3 days in December. And I don't think you want to, I don't know about the next week, if you want to do anything the next week after Christmas. Oh, the other thing is our December meeting is the 26th.
Okay. It's the day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas. Do we want to cancel that?
Do we have any cases scheduled?
Well, we won't know because if the Bursarians end up continuing,
true.
Right?
Well, why not? You going? Anybody going anywhere over the holidays?
No. I would think we should. Cancel it. That would be my preference just because it's a holiday. But
yeah.
if you all have it, I'll probably be here.
Especially since, I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, there are people that have, like, Bill might be having company or people might be having company.
Well,
coming.
Actually, we
have
it. We have a whole family of our friends.
I mean, we could certainly wait and see what happens in November
well,
if we have anything.
That's 2 months from now. Let's.
So wait till November and see what happens, and then we'll discuss it.
Well, I'll be the spirit of Christmas will reach into your heart, and you're going to want to cancel. That's my prediction.
Okay.
You don't feel it now. You will.
Amy, is there anything else that I am missing?
Yeah.
You touched on everything.
No,
okay.
You haven't done everything.
No?
No.
Oh. There was something... There,
the format for the minutes.
I don't think I have...
Oh, that is... That I didn't do those minutes. I was on vacation
I don't think I have an agenda. That's why I'm fumbling around here.
I thought
here.
We were going to discuss one format versus another.
Oh,
maybe
I
it's in here.
That discussion.
No, this is my
well,
other thing.
Well, when I read the minutes of the previous meeting, it was in a totally different format. I'm sure you're aware of that because you did it.
No, so August I did not do. I was not here. I was on vacation. All the other minutes should be in my format.
Yeah, I don't have the. I don't have the.
That was
minutes.
August.
Yes, August 22nd.
With Coble.
No, that was me.
That's in a different format.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Look.
Oh.
Format A and format B. Totally different.
Oh, this is a copy of some of the things that need to be changed, like the word secretary.
I started to highlight just the
piece. Okay, I'll leave that in here for you to do it, yeah.
Two different cases, but two different formats as well. You don't believe me.
Yes, we don't have a secretary.
This one.
And
oh,
haven't for a long time.
A font, right?
No, it's the way the whole thing's laid out.
Which is your preference?
I thought that's what we were here to discuss.
Oh, I don't know.
Not just my preference, everybody's preference and your preference.
Well, just let me know and I will do it the
What's
way...
easier for you? Or is
one. It doesn't matter.
I have a line here. Does anybody else know what I'm talking about here?
No.
No, okay.
I'm confused. I don't remember discussing this at all.
I'll leave this in here.
That there was an issue, but maybe I missed something.
September 26th minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You see the way it's laid out?
Right.
It's different than
so,
the way this is laid out.
Okay, did it capture the essence of the meeting? Do they both capture the essence of the meeting
somewhat
and the decisions made? That's all it counts, Tony.
I just thought that one of the things we were going to discuss is if we had a preference.
Well, we should ask Amy what her preference is. She's the one who's kind of labored through.
I understand that, yeah. But in fact, I almost called her today and asked her which one she preferred.
Which one do you prefer?
It honestly doesn't matter to me. Whichever you prefer, whatever makes it easier for you to review it and approve it is my preference.
I would go with the paragraph style instead of the narrative style where he said, she said, that.
Yeah.
It's a paragraph style work.
You just want a brief synopsis?
Yeah, a synopsis.
I think that's
okay. Well,
see, and I like the...
Well, the September 26th ones I did very detailed for a reason.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
That's why they're different.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You could have said that 20 minutes ago.
Because some
save me all this embarrassment.
It took me a minute to catch on to
when it's important to have the detail.
Yes, when I feel as though it is important.
If it's going to court.
Yeah.
It's cut to the chase.
All right.
Hey,
one last thing. Would it be helpful if Amy sent this copy of RSA 673:14 to Mr. and Mrs. Broussard so they know the law as well as we do? With a note that asked, and it says the board asked you get this for your information.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Here.
Oh, I have many copies.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there any other business that come before the board?
Nope.
So I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Boyd, aye.
Scott, aye.
Aye. Simon, aye.
I move that we adjourn.